You're listening to Future Kids, and it's going to be awesome. So stay tuned.
And if you're wondering who Future Kids are,
we are students from 34 Reggio from Collingwood College.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.
Hi, my name is Arlo.
Hi, my name is Asante.
Hi, my name is Saro.
And we're from Collingwood College.
What did you do when you were young?
Oh, when I was young, I went to school and I liked, you know, drawing and painting and hanging out with my friends, skateboarding. That's probably what I did when I was young.
When did you start painting and why?
I probably started painting when I was a teenager, but I really got into painting around 2001 when I moved to Melbourne, seeing a lot of other street art and graffiti, and that inspired me to start doing my own. And I started to hang out with a lot of friends who did the same thing, and it became a social activity for myself. Like, I wasn't really into football or basketball, and you know, you can't always skateboard, unfortunately, so it was something else to do with friends.
Where do you work?
Where do I work? I often work from a studio, which is here in Collingwood, but I do projects sometimes all over the world, but most of my projects have been locally around Victoria recently.
That's interesting. Why do you paint face? Why don't you paint bodies?
I like to focus on the face because it has an amazing amount of emotion that you can kind of, you can tell a whole story with someone's face. And as humans, we can recognize like the tiniest little kind of change on someone's face and read so much more into that. And I think it's interesting to play with those little details.
So what sort of paints do you use?
I often just go to Bunnings and get some mist tints, which are the ones they've mixed for someone else, and they're the slightly wrong colour, but I'm not too fussy about what colour I get, and they're a bit cheaper, which is really, really handy. So you can get more paint. So I often use cheap paint is what I like, and that's just, you know, regular house paint a lot of the time. And I put it on with a brush and a roller.
What's the biggest painting have you done?
The tallest painting I've done was probably around 12 or 13 stories tall, and it was in Gothenburg, Sweden, which was a long, long, long way from here. But I think the biggest one I painted, which probably wasn't as tall, it was on a silo in Geelong, but it was three silos wide, so the area that it covered was a lot greater, so it was almost like the size of a football field once it was all spread out. And that recently got demolished last year. So the one in Sweden's the biggest one still standing.
What other activities do you do?
I do a lot of boring stuff like emails and spreadsheets, grant applications. There's a lot of boring stuff to being an artist sometimes. But I like building things with friends. And one of the persons I build stuff with is Callum Preston, and you might be talking to him a bit later.
Right. What suburb do you live in?
I live in Collingwood.
What's your favourite painting you have done?
I don't know if I have an individual favourite painting, but my favourite project was the Empire Project, where I was able to take over a whole mansion that was in the forest and do whatever I wanted with this building and paint all the walls and bring in furniture and flood a room. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us and being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.